The Fort Hays State University's Forsyth Library is great for students, but alumni as well. Alumni Association Interim Executive Director Tammy Welbrock, along with Communications Coordinator Noelle Huseman, talks to us a little bit about the Forsyth Library on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Well, you know, as we have been sharing on our monthly time, and we're so thankful that you give us this time, I think maybe because you do have a special place with in your heart for Fort Hays State, but we are, you know, at the alumni office, we're just really trying to bridge that gap, and not that it's a big gap, but let people know, I mean, they know of Fort Hays, so we're not telling them anything they don't know there, but there's so many different opportunities and value pieces that are they aware that they can access as a community. And certainly, you know, if we can drive some of that information forward and again, bridge the information gap, that's what I'll say, then that's what our goal is. And so Noelle, of course, I invited Noelle to be with me today. She's going to be talking a lot, probably more than me, because this is a very dear topic, I think, to you. I mean, I enjoy it as well, but we're going to talk a little bit about the Forsyth Library. And of course, there's a new dean that is over the library, Leslie Haas.
Very interesting woman, Leslie.
Oh, absolutely.
I bumped into her as she was getting ready to move down here. Like 6 months before she came to Hays, she was buying a washer and dryer. I don't know if she'd even remember this, but I was buying a washer and dryer as well. And we got to chatting a little bit. And I'm like, oh, how cool.
Well, you know, I think anybody in the library world is just fascinating. So yes, she is also, because you know that we've got more notes here to share than what time will allow.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of freaked out when I saw all the notes you came in this morning.
But you know, there's just so many different things. And so Noelle, I'm going to ask for your help too. But what, you know, there were some things when we were going over the notes, I wish everybody could have heard. Noelle's like, oh, I love that. Oh, this is my favorite part. I've used this a lot. And yes. So what do you think out of all the notes that we have here to share? What do you think is it's not even fair to put you on the spot on coolest, because you will say all of them. But what do you think is profound here that this audience needs to know?
I think the digital collection of all the past yearbooks has to be my favorite thing to look at online through the library. And I think a lot of other people enjoy that too. You know, I was just talking to an alum who had graduated in the 70s maybe, and he was talking about one of his favorite memories was decorating for a float at homecoming, and the theme was space, going to space, and he recalled decorating the float as a big spaceship. Well, after our phone call, I got on the Digital Library Archive, and all of those yearbooks are searchable, so you could search for a specific name, a specific word. And I was able to find a picture of his fraternity decorating that said float.
Wow.
And, you know, I clipped it out because it's all digital, super easy. And I sent it to him and I said, hey, after our phone call, I went and found this picture of you. And he's like, I recognize that watch. That very possibly could be me. And I was like, that has to be one of my favorites because it holds so many memories. And, you know, we use pictures and we share that on our social media to bring back those good feelings for the alumni. And even if you're not an alumni, maybe one of your parents or grandparents went to Fort Hays, you can still get on the collection. It's free to everyone. And you can search for any family members that went to Fort Hays to see if they have pictures in the yearbooks.
Well, and I have to do a plug because, and I'm not sure, James, if you were on the university paper, but I was. Yep, he's nodding his head yes.
Absolutely.
So that's also what they no longer have the university leader, but what is wonderful is that they also have that collection.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a hankering, Noelle, my maiden name was Brooks. So just start searching Tammy Brooks articles and you'll just be wowed by, you won't be wowed, but you'll be wowed by the service, maybe not by the articles written by Tammy Welbrock. But so, and you know, it's funny, I'm going through this list and we're coming up with our faves, but I see that there are athletic programs, a collection of those, and different Tiger athletic memorabilia from the 20s to 2002.
The old crazy Tiger guy with the flag?
I imagine
that
he's in there, yes.
Mascot.
But I know that that's Let's not tell Gerard Welbrock because he'll probably just get lost and never come out of that.
Well, and I was just looking at those the other day, and the artwork that is featured in those programs, it's astounding. It's so beautiful and very much of that era. I love looking at just the style differences from the programs throughout the years. Oh. And the advertisements are really interesting too.
Well, and it does tell you about the flavor of the city mm-hmm. of the time. That's mm-hmm. true. And then just the ongoing support that the community has had and that relationship with campus.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, you know, as so we're talking about photos, and many people have heard of Dr. Lyman Dwight Wooster, or they've lived in Wooster Hall. Mm-hmm. I know my parents, every time we drive by there, my dad points out where their first apartment was when they were college students and married. But he, of course, was dean and president at Fort Hays for 40 years, and he was a hobby photographer. And so he has a collection of photographs from 1902 to the 50s that really show an early historical display of what Fort Hays was like prior to the routing of Big Creek, because, you know, that all changed somewhat the campus dynamic.
The thing that always gets me with that is seeing pictures of the rowing team. Or they're out there ice skating on Big Creek.
On the lake.
Yep.
They used to call it the lake. I'm like, where was the lake here? There's not enough water anymore, but.
No.
The steps are still there. You can still mm-hmm. go down there and it's just, you know, mud. Mm-hmm. Not nearly as cool as it was.
But.
Probably safer though.
Probably. But it just goes to show you how much this campus has grown. And of course, and if you haven't driven by all of the new buildings, and there's just a dynamic down there that's amazing. But okay, so baseball cards, there's also the Tiger baseball program spanning from 1907. I need to start saying the 19 now that we're but to 1999. So I think I have been a very good wife in covering all of the athletic. But there is so much more. And it's funny because one of the things that we hope is still there, but it wasn't on our notes, but one of the reasons why I was always going to the Forsyth Library was when I took my little guy, and we always had to go see the model to scale of the Walker Air Base when it was an actually functioning air base. And that used to be upstairs, so hopefully that still is.
Yeah, I know they have maybe even rotating models in the library. And that would be part of their special collections, I believe, which any alumni could go and visit the special collections. You probably just have to contact someone at the library, and you can go in and see any physical items that they have.
But I think it's interesting, though, you know, a library, this library specifically has really made an effort to capture that spirit of Hays and the history. So not just a Fort Hays, mm-hmm. but one of the things that, you know, of course, being married into a Volga German, a local Volga German family, the heritage, the European immigrant communities, the Black homesteaders, there is an ethnic studies area that in the special collections and archives. And so there is a lot of historical reference that people could maybe utilize that they didn't realize was down there. And then even just Great Plains research. And then, of course, anything with the university archives are mm-hmm. are down there. I keep saying down there, but over there. Yeah.
That way. Uh-huh. Are they still a government files or government, what I guess it would be, collections point?
Oh, I'm positive it is.
I know it was when I was in school, but I haven't been in there in, that's been a while.
It's interesting that you even shared that. I think students of today tend to go to the library more for a quiet place to study, because that checking out aspect when I was on campus was a physical one. But you even said, James, during your time, and I'm sure Noelle, during your time, you accessed everything digitally, so it wasn't necessarily that physical coming into the building.
Yeah, I had my first interactions with the library were through dial-up. I kind of date myself there, but yeah, we all had free dial-up internet, and you could get into the archives. Then this is, early 2000s. But yeah, actually going to the library, I don't think I spent a lot of time in there, at least, you know, doing traditional style research. But I still utilized the building.
Yeah, I know the library is a great place for students to meet, and the staff there does a really great job with helping students. They just did like final week care packages at the library where students, you know, they're feeling a little overwhelmed. Maybe they need like a snack. The library had little to-go bags to give to them. So they do a lot more than house books. They are really a support center for the students as well. The staff helps any students with research projects. And I would be so bold as to say that they would help any alumni with their questions, research, any knowledge that they're looking for.
Well, one of the things that I didn't realize this until coming back to campus and serving in this interim role, and they have, it's the video that they do. I'm going blank on the name, but they actually, is it Tiger Tales?
The Tiger Tales, yes.
So there is a place where students can use where they can actually, it's a green screen background, and they can actually record whatever they need for their
classes, projects, anything like that.
But the fact that they now are, we're connecting them with different alumni that have just those unique stories of maybe the rowing team or, you know, the float making or whatever, some of those traditions, so that we can capture the audible, the actual personality that can share those really intimate stories. And so those are through Tiger Tales. So I would just put a shout out if somebody wants to contact the alumni office and let us know about some intriguing storytellers that we just need to get recorded, let us know and we'll get them connected. But anytime, the library is, of course, they have long hours. Mm-hmm. But between 8 to 4:30 is when the office staff is there, and they'd recommend versus popping in and just seeing if somebody's available, is just make an appointment. They would be happy to give tours or to get into the special archives and help with those really specific research or just fact-finding missions that people may have. And so one of the things that James has trained me well, just Google FHSU and library, but Forsyth Library, of course, does not have an E at the end, Forsyth Library, but they can certainly call the main number, which is always easy to remember, 785-628-4000. That's the number that gets you at you ask for whatever department. I never remember any Fort Hays numbers because I remember 4,000.
That's all you need.
Yeah, and then they transfer me. That group takes care of me. But I'm trying to think of anything else that we have missed here. Or James, do you remember anything that you remember from your time at the library?
Coffee bar.
Ooh.
What was that?
Coffee bar.
Oh, the coffee.
When I was a grad student, I worked in Heather Hall. Mm-hmm. And that was a lifesaver. We just walk over there, me and a couple other guys that worked with me. We were over there a couple times a day, just getting some coffee.
You know, I also remember when that went in. Gosh, that's getting close to 20 years ago, I think.
What?
No, maybe dating myself. But it's such a it's such a welcoming. Of course, who doesn't love the smell of the coffee, whether you drink it or not, but it's a very welcoming, homey feel. And I think that's what the library, it is home to so many students and alumni and the community. And then they can provide such a great resource as well.